The Ikoi people of Africa have a tale about how stories came into the world. You see, it was mouse that let the stories out. There was once a mouse. She was very small, and her eyes were very bright. She went everywhere. She went in the houses of rich people. She went in the houses of poor people. She went into people's treasures. She went everywhere and saw everything. Now Mouse had no children of her own. So when she came back to her house, she took all that she had seen, and she made story children. She wove them of every color, and she kept them in the house as her own children. In the village where Mouse lived, there were two friends, a leopard and a sheep. They were both mothers, and each had one child. A famine fell on this village. There was no food, and leopard and sheep were starving, and they began to complain to each other. Leopard said, "I have an idea. Why don't we eat our children?" Sheep, who in truth was a little afraid of leopard, said, "Okay." But sheep, who was quite clever, said, I'll eat my child first, and then you can eat yours." Sheep had no intention of eating her baby. She locked her baby in her room, and she went out on the street and begged for meat. And when she had gotten the meat, she came back in. She put it on a platter. She served it to Leopard, and she said, "Oh, this is my child." And Leopard and Sheep ate. Then Sheep said, "Well, Leopard, now it's your turn. Let's eat your baby." And Leopard said, "All right." But when Leopard went in the room, Leopard thought, "What a fool Sheep was. I wouldn't eat my child." So Leopard locked her baby in the room, and she went out on the street, and she begged for meat. She put it on a platter, and she came out to Sheep and said, "Oh, here is my child. Let's eat." So Sheep and Leopard ate their fill. When all of a sudden Sheep's baby started crying, "Meh! Meh!" Leopard stood up in a fury and started to chase Sheep. "Do you mean that we ate my baby but not yours?" Leopard opened the door and chased Sheep right out into the village, and Sheep was frightened. Suddenly, Leopard's baby got out of the house missing his mother, and Leopard's baby began to cry, "Roar! Roar!" And Sheep heard Leopard's baby crying, and Sheep turned around and began to chase Leopard. "I thought you ate your baby!" Just then, Leopard and Sheep were standing in front of Mouse's old house. Sheep butted Leopard right in the side, and Leopard fell against the old door, and the door fell down. All of Mouse's children ran right out. They ran to every corner of the world. They're still running. That's how all the stories of the world got out. If you want to find out whether this story is true or not, you can find one of those mouse children and ask them.